call the meeting of the Houghton Community Council to order. Could I have roll call, please?
Kelly Curtis? Brian Gothrop?
Here.
Bill Goggins? John Kapler?
Here.
Betsy Pringle?
Here.
Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here.
We just have a couple of administrative items to take care of for our agenda tonight. We'll get through with it very quickly. And I'm also going to suggest that although we normally have opportunity for members of the audience to address us, you'll have that same opportunity when we have the joint meeting with the Planning Commission, which immediately follows this meeting. So it'd be rather duplicative. And so unless somebody really feels compelled to double down and address both meetings, I would suggest you may want to just wait and address the joint meeting. So I'm also going to add to our agenda election of officers. That didn't get on there, but we always traditionally elect officers in January. So with that, we do have some minutes to approve from November 28th, 2016 meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? If not, I would entertain a motion
that we approve the minutes of November 28th.
Okay, it's been moved and is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Good. Do we have any council member reports or comments?
We have a December 5th one here, too.
Are you talking about the one that's for the joint meeting? I'm only showing the November 28th for our agenda. Okay? So, yeah, we're not going to be approving the, that'll be a joint process. Any council member reports or comments? Okay. Is there anybody from the audience that would like to address us and feel compelled to do that rather than just make it to the joint meeting? Hearing none, we'll move on with that item. So we have unfinished business, and that's the 2016 city-initiated comp plan amendments, capital facilities plan. This is an action that we previously recommended approval by city council, and all we're doing is acknowledging that we do approve of the final action by the city council. So is there any discussion on that? Anybody care to move for approval of, it would be resolution 2017-1.
Do it, Elsie.
I'm looking for somebody to give me a motion.
I move that we approve it.
All right, so it's been moved to approve resolution 2017-1, approving the 2016 amendment to the comp plan to revise the project tables and associated text in the capital facilities plan. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excellent. Let the record show that Bill Goggins has joined us. And then other item we need to approve is the resolution 2017-2, the Chapter 90 KZC amendments on the critical area ordinance, wetlands, and so on. Again, this is something that we've previously discussed, recommended approval by the city council. They approved as we recommended. And so I don't think we should have any issues with it. Is there any further discussion on this?
What about the minor changes?
That's a good point. You want to discuss that, Joan?
Sure.
Yeah, please do.
The slide up there it summarizes the only change that was made by the city council, whom, by the way, were quite complimentary to both your advisory board and the planning commission for the work on the Chapter 90 critical areas update. The change that was recommended and approved by the city council was to offer the homeowner more flexibility in hiring either a landscaper to do the maintenance of the required mitigation or to do it themselves. And so they allowed that to occur with the caveat that if it failed to be done satisfactorily according to the maintenance plan, then they would have to sign a contract with a professional landscape company.
Yeah.
And second of all, commercial, multifamily, or institutional uses have the option to use their existing landscape contractor to also maintain the revegetated buffer. And those were the changes that occurred.
Seemed very minor and very reasonable and frankly beneficial to the our citizens. So any further discussion? John.
I have two items. I chatted earlier today with Stacy Russ regarding a clarification. I don't know, Stacy, if we got clarification or not, if that's something that you
could... It wasn't with this item, though. It's the next item. This is the the critical errors chapter.
Oh, gosh.
90. Item C is the LED code one.
Okay.
Are you... You good with that, John?
Well, we can bring it up at the next.
I want to push you if you're unclear.
Well, so it's about the 10%.
Do you want me to?
Well,
is that an issue for the LID chapter or for the critical area regulations?
Well, the critical area ordinance, because of how it's stated in the critical area ordinance, Paul. So why don't we do it now, Stacy? If you have the answer, if you don't, and it needs to take care of administratively, that's fine. Just let me know.
No, I checked with Jeremy.
Stacy, you need to come up to the mic if we're going to.
Yeah.
Okay, because it is.
Thank you, Paul.
I know it's part of the LID code section. That I didn't realize it was also in the critical areas one. But it's listing the exemptions where it talks about the 10%. If you pour pavement, you can actually have 20%.
It probably would be more appropriate to do it in Chapter 95, not Chapter 90, or Chapter 95.
That was what I thought you were referring to, the code in the LID zoning.
Yeah. Which is part of the LID, I think, discussion.
I sent you an email on it, but I just did it. I didn't realize that time had gotten so late. By the time I got an answer, I sent it, so you probably haven't seen the email.
Okay. Let's do it later, Stacy.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll do the first one later. Then I have a second one regarding the Chapter 90. So so this is specifically about Resolution 2017-2.
Yes.
So Resolution 2017-2, amending Chapter 90 of the Kirkland Zoning Code, the Critical Area Ordinance, goes too far. As stated in the purpose for the code, Section 90.10, it states in the last portion of the paragraph, ensuring no net loss of ecological functions. Staff has done an admirable job in trying to define an easier path for people to work within these regulations to improve their properties. However, losing one's existing backyard to a remodel in their home is not no net loss. It is a taking. Not being able to rebuild your home in its current location after a complete and devastating catastrophe is not no net loss, it is a taking. I believe this amendment does not factor in one of the more critical impacts on the citizens of Kirkland, and that is its financial sustainability of staying in Kirkland and remodeling their existing homes as an affordable option to living in Kirkland versus leaving our city of Kirkland. I believe this resolution is not a proper steward of our property rights. I will therefore be voting no.
Is this different from the position you took about when we, as
same
a group?
Position.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Same.
All right. Is there any further discussion?
What page is this on? I know you wrote that, but what? Are you talking about the whole thing or just a certain section?
No, nope, whole thing. Well,
Elsie, please be speaking into the mic if you're.
No.
Either that or withhold. Yeah.
Okay.
Any further discussion on this? All right, and I'll remind you, and I certainly appreciate and frankly have a lot of feelings that similar to John's, but I also think that you've got to be pragmatic. We did recommend approval by the City Council on this ordinance. So not that we necessarily have to, but that's once we've recommended it, it would be, I think, problematic for us to come back and say, well, we changed our mind and we don't approve of it. That's really not the way we want to function with the city council, so.
I know that's not the way we want to function.
Yeah.
But I really believe as elected officials that look after the land use ordinances in the jurisdiction of Houghton, we really need to the utmost ability, protect the environment, which is what Chapter 90 is all about, while preserving the property rights of the citizens.
Yes.
And that's in the charter and the purpose of this. And so that's why I said what I did. It doesn't go far enough. And if nobody's going to stand up and say that other than the elected officials, who will?
I agree.
So that's why I'm going to vote no.
Okay. So
fundamentally, we disagree.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Could we have a motion related to Resolution 2017-2?
I move that we approve Resolution 2017-2.
All right, approving the Chapter 90 KZC amendments.
Yes.
And related minor code amendments. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so the motion carries. Last item added to the agenda is elect officers for the Houghton Community Council for 2017. And as I've said in previous years, it's been a pleasure and an honor to serve as president, but if somebody else wants a job.
I'm sorry, Rick.
Yep.
To interrupt you, we have another, the third LID.
Yeah.
That was the amended agenda.
You're right.
Sorry,
I apologize. Thank you. Please. Joan, do you want to address that?
It's up on the board. It's
okay.
The same situation with the council.
Yeah, it didn't get in the agenda. I apologize for not adding that.
Right.
Okay.
So the city council approved this in December 2016 as recommended by the Houghton Community Council.
Right.
And they agreed with the Houghton Community Council on the changes regarding exemptions, and it was adopted 4-3. In consideration with the community council's recommendation. So all else with the ordinance is the same with what the community council recommended.
Correct.
And this maybe, I don't know if John, this is your question regarding Stacy dealing with Chapter 95.
Yeah.
Is this, or
yeah, 14? Why don't you come up, Stacy?
Hello. John Kappler called me a little before 5 o'clock tonight and had some concerns about, this is on page 23, about the calculating lot coverage. And because back in like November and December when we were all discussing this, we had a meeting and we got a determination from Kevin Raymond, our city attorney, and Paul Stewart was there and Eric Shields was there and I think Jenny Gauss and myself. And we had said that the lot coverage under the exemptions for permeable pavement, it says that the area exempted shall not exceed and equal to 10% of the total area. So on a 10,000 square foot lot, 10% would be 1,000. But actually, because the pervious pavement counts as 50-50, you actually can count 2,000 square feet as pervious pavement, not just 1,000. So you actually get 20% and it counts as 50-50. And so that was a determination and that was, we all agreed to it. But then John had a concern because he was told by, I don't want to misstate what happened, but apparently, I don't know if there's some kind of miscommunication or what, but a planner on a current project he has told him he could not do that the 2,000 square feet, only the 1,000. And so I went tonight and talked to, the particular planner was already gone, and I went and talked to Jeremy, and he also confirmed, yes, that is the way, it is correct the way we had decided and put it in here as that. And so John Kappler was correct in his assumption. So I think there's just some sort of a not misunderstanding or miscommunication. Yeah, of talking with that planner. So I sent him an email, but it was like right before 7, so he probably hasn't seen it. And I suggested he talk to either Jeremy tomorrow. You come in and talk to either, or on the phone. Talk to Jeremy or somebody else.
Yeah, that's not
else.
The point for this meeting. The point really is that I think the way you said it reads, it technically reads, but it could be misconstrued. So the question for this particular group is it too late to clarify and make this sentence crystal clear?
Paul, or do you want to address that? Or I
you would need to, I guess, deny the you wouldn't approve of the amendments,
right.
Although it sounds to me, John, like really it's not the amendment that you have an issue with. It's another amendment you'd like to suggest to clarify language that stayed the same.
Yeah, and I might add that this was something we could talk about when we get into the next phase of amendments to address the lot coverage issue, because there are things that we want to discuss to clarify, and we can all also do an interpretation if it's still unclear before we get to that point.
How do you feel about that, John?
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Just so long as, again, my focus, Eric and Paul, as you know, is always that we want independently to read the code and come to the same conclusion clearly,
right.
And so we're managing expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so anytime we find a little wrinkle like this, and if the simplest way is to put this on the work program so the next time we deal with it and it's a memo, and so as professionals ask the question, we have continuity in our answer. I'm absolutely fine with that, guys. Yeah.
And it sounds like we have a concurrence on the record that they in fact do agree with your interpretation, John. So if that should ever become an issue, we just play the tapes. So thanks, Stacy. So with that, any further discussion or questions on 2017-3? Would someone care to make a motion to approve resolution 2017-3?
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2017.3-3, which is the what?
Yeah, it's approving ordinance 4547 by City Council, the zoning
there
code amendments for chapters 95, 114,
okay.
And 115.
That's it.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a second?
I seconded.
Elsie seconded. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excellent. Okay. If you guys want to allocate a few minutes to do our elections, we can do it. If you want to defer it till the next month, I'm fine with it. Elsie?
I move we reelect Rick as chair and John as vice chair. They're both willing to do the job. And anybody going to object?
Can we do you both in the same motion?
Can I do them both? Why not?
I don't know. Frankly, I'm not sure. Eric, you have any comments on the? I'm not sure about the Roberts Rules of Order on that.
You both do
I'm
a
not
great
trying.
Job.
It'd be by acclamation, but I don't want to deny anybody the opportunity to aspire to. You know, you're good with
you
it.
See anybody jumping up and down on
yeah,
the table?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So it's why don't we separate it just in case? So, Elsie.
Okay.
Take it one at a time.
You do it.
Motion is that Rick will be reelected as the chair for 2017.
I'll second it.
All right. Is there any further discussion? Anybody else care to? No? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Anybody want to tackle vice chair?
Do this one too.
I make a motion that John Kapler be vice
elected.
Chairman. Yeah.
2017. Okay.
I second.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor of electing John as vice chair for 2017, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. So we have our elections. We've finished all our business, and we are ready to have
one more
a
thing.
Joint study session
Chairman.
With the Planning Commission.
Mr. Chairman.
I have one more thing.
Oh, Paul.
Okay. I just want to check a calendar thing. On February 27th, that's your scheduled meeting for Community Council.
Isn't it joint with?
Well, the actual joint meeting is February 23rd.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So we were thinking of canceling the February 27th meeting.
Yeah.
I just want to check in to make sure that's okay, because we could use the room.
I assume that would, yeah,
okay.
Be a
very
logical
good.
Thing.
All right.
I don't think we have any other business that compels us that we couldn't handle on the 23rd.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr.
Right.
Chair.
Yes.
I will be absent on the 23rd. May I call in to the meeting?
I don't see any reason why
we
not.
We can try to get that set up.
Okay.
By
the 27th?
Yeah, we're canceling the traditional fourth Monday, and we'll be meeting on the 23rd. And I'm sorry to start out my tenure as chair by missing February meeting, but I will be in South America, so just for...
Are you going to call in?
So John, it's your, I can't call in, I'm sorry. So that one's on you. That's the only one I'm going to miss. So with that, we will adjourn the city council meeting and come on up, planning commission. It's your show.
Okay.